You, as a man of God, must continually stir yourself up in this area of evangelistic passion and vision. And in seeking to give you tools to do that, I highly recommend that you make as your lifetime companions some of these following books and booklets. Words to Winners of Souls by Horatius Bonar. I know of few things that are more calculated to stir the heart of any man in whom the grace of God dwells with regard to this matter of passion for evangelism than that little booklet by Bonar. He establishes the principle that the heart can never relinquish the object on which it is set without pain. And if your heart is truly set on the conversion of sinners, though you may not see the conversion of sinners, you will have a pained heart, and a pained heart will manifest itself in the tone, the flavor, as well as the content of your ministry. And then Spurgeon's book, The Soul Winner, even though that term soul winning has all kinds of connotations that it ought not to have in our day, nonetheless, Spurgeon's book, The Soul Winner, is calculated to stir a man up to evangelistic passion. And then, of course, the chapter in Spurgeon's lectures to my students on conversion as our aim. And then many of the sections of Baxter's Reformed Pastor. These are some of the books, along with some of the chapters in Gardner Springs' Power in the Pulpit, that I have personally found over the years to have an impact upon my own spirit in this area. Read and reread the biographies of holy pleaders and passionate evangelists. Whitfield's biography, Payson, Spurgeon, McShane, Brainerd. And this is by no means an exhaustive list, but these are those that are proven means. I've been amazed over the years to see how many people who've been eminently useful in the Church of Christ trace their initial infusion of passion to reading the life of Brainerd. Henry Martin caught his flame from Brainerd, and in turn many caught their fire from Henry Martin of India, or missionary to India, spelled M-A-R-T-Y-N.